Podly-dum.
All the cycles. All the cycles.
Podcast.
Podly-dum.
Spelled backwards.
Leap. Dumb.
Podcast.
Leap. Dumb.
Pod.
Spelled backwards.
Pod.
Leap. Dumb.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Pod Leadum, which is, as they say, Top Model Podcast spelled backwards. My name is Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and I was fierce first. I was born first. But you know what else is fierce? This house.
I'm JDB Crump, and contestants chanting Ava.
And I'm Lex Basile Price, and my goal is to like try to get everyone to like me. But that's not guaranteed.
And we are here today to discuss Cycle 22, Episode 2 of Top Model, The Girl Who Walks Away.
Wow.
Pretty good title, honestly. Yeah. I'm here for it. But my title is, The Girl Who Would Prefer It If You Could Just, like, Not Eat.
But if you prefer to eat what we're serving, this podcast,
you should
pay for it. No, I'm kidding.
No.
You can go to spotify.podcasters.com/blah blah blah blah. Clixel, and join the Leadum Pod for 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99.
What?
Or if that's not your truth, but you still like to give season.
If you prefer tangible prizes,
you can send something to our P.O. box. The address is on our website, podleadum.com, just like. Three of you.
Y'all, we had a haul.
Of the Magi. Frankincense, gold, myrrh.
So I would like to send out thanks to Emily and her lovely card. This is not the first we've gotten. I hope it's not the last. These are beautiful
art
cards. We got a first season DVD of the Janice Dickinson Agency from Marianne.
Amazing.
Perfect.
And that is how you produce bonus content that for is. Your favorite for podcast.
Initiative. And from Nick, who sent us three small bags that they made and three magnets that they made. So one for each of us.
That have honestly, top incredible. Model quotes.
I can't.
They're so nice. Thank you so much, everybody. It is so- when Lex goes to check the P.O. box. And then they send us a picture of just
like... Yeah, we get a little text.
So many prizes. It feels like we got prizes.
I honestly, I've had close friends get me worse gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Here's the thing. Pretty much anything anyone's ever sent to our P.O. box, banger. Mm-hmm. It's always great. It's always a pleasant surprise.
Except that one thing. You know who you are.
You sent Smize cream and it was so melty by the time we opened. Someone's going to be like, did that happen? That did not happen.
No.
It had crystals.
You know, it did happen.
I welcomed back the true previouslys.
Yeah.
Y'all, one true previouslys. Y'all, the way I don't know who makes it on this cycle. I know that Niall makes it, and I think Mame is the end of my journey.
And Mikey, because I know we're going to be subjected to Mikey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The previouslys, which included the iconic captions crunch, boing record needle scratches.
You know how needles make a boing sound?
Boing record needle scratches.
Caption scratch also demoted remote to interpreter.
Yeah.
I had a name once.
We learned that the inside of the house is courtesy of the Property Brothers.
Question. Does this house have a front door?
No. They don't want you escaping.
I thought they were going in the front door.
They weren't.
They definitely weren't. They enter through some kind of sliding glass door.
Yeah, in like a kitchen dining room area.
Yeah, a huge room with a very small dining table. The house is so big and the furnishings are so small.
I love the idea that the Property Brothers made the whole thing and just like, front doors are out.
The only reference I have for the Property Brothers is Girls 5 Eva.
That's exactly my reference for them. I've never seen this show.
I've never seen the show. I have seen them on other sitcoms.
Okay.
I believe they were also on an episode of Playing House, one of my all-time favorite underrated sitcoms, and everybody should watch
it. Playing House was really good.
I love anything Lennon Parham and Jessica St. Clair do. I love them both so much.
Captions also doesn't know who they are because they say HD TVs. You know,
which isn't wrong, I guess.
Not everyone. And I asked myself, are they the newest swirls? But they flip.
A flip.
Dustin's so excited.
Yeah, they also say, I'm throwing something in the chat, which I'll probably throw in the Discord. I found a picture because they said that they were models. I don't know. They might have modeled a little bit, but that doesn't matter. Because the first thing you'll really find when you're talking about the Property Brothers model is a picture of Tyra, a promo picture of Ooh. Tyra and the Property Brothers in the nude with, this is sculpted in a stick, is still doing some work, I see.
Oh, these goatees.
This is so weird. Also, Tyra has these, like, over the knee boots on that are black, but because the cape creates a shadow, it's just like she's floating in midair.
Yep. I'll throw that up in the, you'll, if you're in the Discord, call out to the Discord, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Oosh.
This is where we also learned that Niall might have been lied to, because Niall says, hey, I also have a twin. And then we see a stranger. I understand that fraternal twins are a thing. I've known fraternal twins who look very different. I have never in my life seen two fraternal twins who look this different.
These two people don't look related to each other.
They don't even look like siblings.
Yeah. It's so funny. And I'm just going to say it. Top model, why put the picture up?
Why
try to support this with the picture? And then I love that Hadassah is the only person who seems to know who these people are.
Uh-huh.
And goes, but she just does because she's like, I watch a lot of TV.
My new favorite thing about a contestant.
And why are we here? Because Tyra reached out to us on Twitter.
And then we get a series of shots that are as fast as they could possibly be. The amount of pausing required to actually read the text. Because they say Twitter, and then we are shown what appear to be a series of SMS text messages.
That theoretically Jonathan, Property Brother,
initiated. Mm-hmm. All right, who's going to be Jonathan? Who's going to be Tyra?
I'll be Tyra.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. That's so funny to me, because why say Tyra reached out to us and then show a fake graphic of you reaching out to her? Why didn't they make those match?
And this is real specific. I'll be Jonathan.
Thank you.
At 5:42 p.m., Jonathan texted, Hey, Tyra, just saw a great article on you. It's inspiring how much you've accomplished while still staying totally down to earth. Hope you had a great holiday. Maybe one of these days we can work together on something. Then 4 minutes go by.
Tyra Banks. Work together? Well, I have an interesting idea that can combine you and your bro's good looks and fierce talent. Wink.
I, Jonathan, received that at 5:46, but chose not to respond till 6:17.
When I said,
you've heard we have a mean runway walk? LOL. What do you have in mind?
And then 15 minutes later, what's your number? I'll call you. Why is Tyra horny for twins now? Why
show it? You already have my number. We were just texting.
I will say this, though. If this was real, which it's not, the best way in the world to get Tyra on your side is to be like, wow, all that and humble?
Yes.
Because you know that's her catnip. What an
amazing business article about your business.
Let me tell you a little bit about the Property Brothers, since no one knows who they are.
I know that one of them is married to Zooey Deschanel.
Yes, one of them.
And I know that one of them's a twin.
I hate you. So, one of them is a licensed contractor, Jonathan, and the other is a realtor. Before going into real estate, the brothers tried acting, including minor roles on Breaker High, Smallville, and The X-Files.
I loved Breaker High.
Drew aspired to be an actor, while Jonathan sought a career as an illusionist.
That was a magician's goatee in that promo photo.
Wait, which one's the illusionist? Because now I have a favorite property brother.
Jonathan.
Perfect.
But they began working real estate to financially support themselves as entertainers. In 2009, they were approached for what would become the Property Brothers. And Drew was offered a job as a host of a show that didn't happen. But then they're like, oh, you have a brother, a twin brother. Like, we could probably make a show happen. And originally, the production company wanted Drew to work as the contractor because of his physique. But then they realized that Jonathan was licensed, so they just switched.
Phew.
And also, I'm just going to say, the physique's probably kind of similar.
Look, one of you has the body of a contractor, and the other one,
the body of a desk person. I'll say this. Given the fact that they've been on so many TV shows with comedians that I really respect, I assume they are nice to work with.
Yes.
Yeah.
That being said, I just kind of don't get it.
I don't
the fact that they are one of the HGTV people that really popped off.
Tentpole.
Became household name. You may not know their names. You know the phrase Property Brothers. Why them?
I wouldn't take credit for this decor.
Well, to be fair, they do say that Tyra had a lot of input.
It's also done. I don't know why, but I thought they were going to be like now designing it. And then they're just like, no, it's done.
Yeah, because it doesn't look finished.
No,
yeah.
It's because the furniture is so small inside this cavernous place.
It's like Beetlejuice meets Twin Peaks, the Red Room.
Also, I need to give them a thorn to the mostly, I wouldn't say we're giving them roses, we're giving them like tulips, but rough joke when they were talking about models and one of them was like, he was a female model.
Oof. Oh, hate it.
I was like, ugh, why?
At least nobody laughed.
Yeah. Also, when they show them their shittier normal runway that goes directly
so short.
Short and into a couch.
I would love that, actually. You just dive to the couch at the end. Woo!
One of them shows their moves, and it's the chuggiest, cringy thing I've ever seen.
The best part of this whole sequence is that the Property Brothers have clearly never seen an episode of Top Model.
No.
So they, but they do attempt to act like they have,
which
leads to sentences like, you guys are going to be working your moves. You're going to be strutting your thing.
And you have your monitors here where Tyra can talk to you.
I wish we'd kept going with the Property Brothers. And they were like, apparently you're going to touch and butch. I'm sorry, it's what? We're going to chooch and booch.
I thought for a minute that they were going to refuse to say any of the stupid Tyra-isms, but then they eventually get them in the end. They do.
Then they say, moving on. Like, why keep it in? But it doesn't matter, because y'all, you know what I love to find, and that's wall stickers.
And these are great, because they are go so hard for the theme that isn't memorable.
That's a tall order. Beautiful. Beausmallful.
Beausmallful.
But also it's Beautiful and Beausmallful.
And then if I may.
Yes.
Shortgeous. Not gorgeous. Shortgeous.
Shortgeous.
Beauty knows no height. Tall, dark, and flossom. Petite power. Super sized super smize, which makes it seem like super smize is going to return.
Oh, God.
You earned it. You deserve it by the Tyra Suite.
That's just for short people.
Yeah,
you earned it.
Then there's giant, maxi, mini, tiny, teeny.
And I'm sure y'all noticed that at this point in the episode, there is no ribbon round the door of the Tyra Suite.
There isn't. I have two more signs. There's the classic Find Erlite. We love Find Erlite.
Erlite.
We do.
And then we have something that sent me into a tizzy.
Ooh.
Because it was blocked, so I didn't understand what was written there. What was written was Smize Scraper, but I couldn't see the R, so it looked like Smize Scrape. And then my brain broke because I couldn't figure out what that would be a reference to. But Smize Scrape.
I believe I told you that I need to leave early because I have an appointment to get my Smize scraped.
It's important to do it every 6 months.
But at least there were lemons and limes in jars. So.
And I feel like the one thing the Property Brothers added that was all them, that air hockey table.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to hear those click clacks in the background. And also teddy bears. Oh, you wanted emotional support teddy bears? You got them.
Giant teddy bears and tiny little emoji cows?
Mm-hmm. Well, because there's also a Oppo phone room, which is a closet without a door.
And they said, where you'll have to check in every day. Is that a requirement?
Yes. They do threaten. There is a few threats that the Property Brothers issue.
And then we get this moment. Where? Okay. Sorry. Where Lacey is talking about one of the other contestants. And she says about Itzadasa, and she goes, you know what? I just don't think we're going to get along from what I've seen, but that might not be accurate. Wait to cover your tracks, Lacey, in case you like her later.
The decor is also... Did anyone else see the loose plank / ruler leaned up against one wall?
Yeah.
I did not.
I did.
And all the furniture is like toddler-sized.
Yes.
I think they were literally going for small.
The bed situation, we are informed, is that there are technically 14 beds.
Technically.
I did not go through and count the specific beds, but some of them are bunk beds, and some of them are single beds pushed together.
Single beds on like a full queen frame?
Yeah. And I don't know if that considers the Tyra suite or not.
I don't either.
I don't think so.
I have no idea.
Mikey says his first gross thing of the episode.
Great. Cool.
Doesn't matter what color you are, small or tall.
And then he starts naming specific contestants. Over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Again, Mikey's whole deal. If you see him on screen, what is he going to say? Need someone in my bed? Need someone to have sex with? Would love sex with that woman.
That one specific woman? What about that other one right over there?
Oh, she also doesn't want to have sex with me? Well, I'm going to change my mind because I just want to sex, please.
I do have a question.
Yes.
There are some black and white photos of Tyra in this house.
Mm-hmm. Who's the man?
With a man. Who I assumed at first would be Keith Carlos.
Right.
But who is definitely not Keith Carlos.
No, I don't know who this man is.
I don't either.
Just new Eric Asla shots.
Then they are led to the posing station.
Ugh.
Which is a nook with a mirror, a two-way mirror. But it is more helpful than the first glance and the description tells us. Because it allows you to take a photo and then see that photo on a screen. So you'll be able to look in a mirror with a camera behind it, take the photo and see what you're seeing. So you can make a connection between what you're looking at and what the camera is seeing.
Yeah, it's like a self selfie machine at a wedding, but with
it's
a mirror.
A wedding machine, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's going to have so much light, and that's important for later.
Oh, too much light.
Way too much.
And we're going to have a challenge. So Jay and Yusai come in. They were having a break. Smoke break.
We also got a little foreshadowing, if you're keeping track, where Alexa, my sweet babe, chose to come on this show and says that she has both never had roommates and won't sleep in a bunk bed.
No.
My love. Beloved. Have you watched the show?
No, apparently.
I guess not.
The whole not roommates thing, I was like, look, I get it. When it's still 22 of y'all, that's too many people. A lot of you are going to have to sleep on the floor. It's annoying, but it's so temporary.
Yes.
But like the rest of the show's going to also be that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the show's famous for it.
You'll always have a roommate to literally the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if you didn't need one, they're going to force it to happen.
Yeah, they just remove those rooms.
Then Beja says something that this is going to sound very mean of me. They say that they always win. And then in the same breath, say that they live on Skid Row. You can't always win if you're living on Skid Row. You had to have lost at least once.
A lot of her things that she says about herself come across to me sometimes like someone who is trying to...
manifest.
Yes. That's a good way to put it. Like, if I just speak confidence, mm-hmm. if I just speak winning, then I think that may happen for me.
I think there's a little also of, I have lost so much
that there's only winning left.
I have to be a winner. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm like, what would help a person so much is to hear the words they're saying.
Yes.
But it's just, we're getting a lot of story because we're getting a lot of Beja.
So much.
So they're going to do a pose off.
I thought this was good, classic, stupid top model fun. Especially once we start hearing what the poses are.
Oh yeah, poses. I thought the challenge was classic top model. The pose names, great pod lead them.
Yes.
And I also appreciated that they switched up the genders. It wasn't just yeah.
What I loved even more than that was the Property Brothers don't know who no one is. So...
lived for this.
They also really don't actually want to judge this.
No.
They keep throwing the judgment to Jay.
So the winner of the pose-off is going to win the Tyra suite, which is important because no one has a bet.
Yeah. And so Hadassah is activated.
Yep. Round one, shortest and tall, dark, and flossom.
I think that was our short Gius.
Yes. Oh. Sure was.
Because I thought for a while, are they all going to get sticker names? But that falls away.
So it's Melissa V. Delaney and...
Hellafield.
They're doing badass as their pose.
And Delaney crushes Melissa.
But yet doesn't win.
Delaney wins.
Melissa wins. Melissa wins.
I don't know if I would...
Okay. I'll look back and cut it if it's not.
Let's say it both ways, the correct way. Okay. I'll say that part. And then you can do it what you think.
You are pushing me to the limit of checking it out right now.
Check it.
No, it's fine. I'll look afterwards.
Checksies. No. Checksies. Okay.
Fucking no. Fine.
Yeah, let's checksies. Ugh. I don't know why I'm putting all my this for a Delaney versus Melissa poll. And keep it all in. Keep the waiting.
Let them hear it.
I ain't gonna be one man again.
Flowers.com bullshit.
There were two Delaneys and one Melissa, and one of those Delaneys won.
We'll all watch it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. They remembered it right. That 4'9" badass.
And then take out my bold of Delaney. Two Delaney's. How did Lex edit the episode so quickly?
Next up is Upfront and Boy Band.
Have we ever cared less about who wins between Dallas and Bryant?
I do care, because this is the one sentence we're going to hear from Dallas, and it's amazing. It inspires me. Just that I made it this far off of what people told me I couldn't do.
What is that sentence?
And their pose was, just broke up with me.
And they somehow win.
Mm-hmm. And I know I've been, for no reason, standing for him, but I thought Brian was better. Just because I think Dallas sucks.
Dallas does suck.
And then if you wanted this episode dated in time for you, we get the Kanye West interrupts your model of the year speech pose.
Of Beja V. Miguel. We also have Ava v. Justin for selfie. And then they hold,
of course, Ava activates.
But also fake. They're having to, like, fake with a phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After a certain point, Justin started just having fun and sticking his butt out real hard.
Yeah.
Then pulled over by cop, Lacey v. Courtney.
And then Yusai fully says, you should be flirting with the cops, right? So you don't have to pay for the ticket. And then Courtney immediately puts her finger in her mouth.
Pulls a Devin real quick.
And she wins, doesn't she?
She does win.
She sure does.
And then we get something that we've been told is not possible.
Yeah.
Because it's Ashley v. Niall, and it's your break the internet booch. Ashley can't booch.
She cannot booch.
She can't booch. We've been told that that is a gender term.
And then if you thought Mikey was bad the first episode, we get from Stefano, I'm really impressed with Niall's posing being deaf. What?
Is Ramon invisible? Why can't anyone see Ramon?
What does being deaf have to do with posing?
And I do think, and it's never going to come from people like Mikey or Stefano, but I do think there's a way to express as another contestant that you consider Niall might have just an overall disadvantage because there's going to be an extra layer of communication need for
him. Yes, more challenges, for sure.
Yeah.
But his abilities.
Yeah.
No.
Although I wish we could have seen Ramon in real time when they said break the internet booch, and he's like, let's see.
Push out your butt.
Yeah.
Devin v. Dustin is swag pose.
I wish someone did it as if, like, you got a swag bag. Like, oh my god.
An iPad?
What's that? No, you can have that.
I'll keep this candle for my friend.
And finally, Stefano v. Hadassah, the classic, your trainer is so hot, I'm trying not to sweat, which I just wrote, your future's so bright, you gotta wear shades.
But also, your trainer's hot, so a person you hired, you're trying to flirt with.
Oh, good.
And then, turns out, the math,
doesn't
the top model math, makes me lose my mind, because there are 22 people. They show 10 winners because Alexa wins, but of course we can't see Alexa succeeding. And still currently unnamed supportive guy.
Gage.
Who is Gage. But right now he's not named.
And he was being so cute.
Yeah.
And Mame.
Yes, we don't see Mame.
Yep. But there are only 10 winners. So there should be 11 because it was 2v2. Do we do an extra elimination?
Couldn't do it.
They're like, India? No. For no reason, the show hates India, and I don't know why.
Neither do I.
Then, so round two starts of Mikey v. Alexa. Regret that text you just sent, which is now...
And Miguel's faces in the background the entire time this is happening are so great.
It's so funny.
It's like Miguel can hear Mikey's talking heads.
I don't even want to repeat what he says. I don't think I will.
No,
I don't think I'm
Please don't. It's gross.
I like that he lost.
I love that he lost.
I hate so much, and I'm sure I'll have so many opportunities to say this cycle. The show presents everything Mikey is saying without comment like he's charming and fine.
Yes.
And like it's a normal way for men to talk about women.
And that he's not a liar who lies.
Mm-hmm. It's so frustrating. You're totally right, Hannah. It's presented like he's any other contestant.
Yep.
And this is just his quirk. His quirk? Talking about women. Loving that sex. And it's just not. It's so skeevy.
So, and he's not ashamed of it. He's putting it all the way out there. I think this man knows exactly who he is. He's not hiding it. I'll give him that. Yeah. But the show is just tacitly condoning the whole thing.
I do appreciate that basically anytime he talks about something, the editors talks about, like, a contestant he wants to bed, that there's another person who's like, the girl is always like, but Justin.
Yeah, so far, particularly Mame with Justin.
Yeah.
But so far, most of the women seem immediately on to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Yeah, we'll get there. But right, I appreciated that it seemed like the success level was low.
Yeah.
So Mame v. Gage is sunburn.
Gage looking at his shoulder like, oh no.
It was so
like he was wearing a bikini top too.
Ow, jeez. Also, Gage. This is where we get Gage's name in show.
Uh-huh.
And I just wasn't expecting that name necessarily. And the fonts are bright chrome, huge fonts. So everyone's name is slammed into the screen.
Ava V. Nile is girl or boy next door. Why does Nile keep getting the gendered ones?
Like, so true, actually.
Nile doesn't know what to do because boy next door isn't a thing. And he's literally just like, I guess I'll just booch again. It worked last time.
And Ava wins so quick. In the edit, Ava wins because they're like, okay, girl or boy next door. Okay, and Ava won. That's how quick it's edited.
Mm-hmm. And then Courtney versus, I think, Mikey. Because we see blonde hair.
This but is when we've always been eliminated via Alexa.
I don't know. I'm just saying we don't see anyone. So we have Courtney, and then when they said Courtney, have a seat, it was so close to the best line in musical theater.
Courtney, take your break.
So Courtney out, Hadassah out. Devin out.
Yeah, they get montaged away.
Yes.
Which is so funny because Hadassah was basically the protagonist of trying to win the Tyra suite.
So that leaves the final round, Ava v. Mame.
That math really didn't math at all.
How no, there's 12. Here? That was 12.
You know what it reminded me of? Remember when it
getting Mikey did go twice. That's how they had to make it 12.
Remember in the cycle, like 14, where they did that like... No, cycle is way early. I'm sorry. Cycle 4, where they did the people competing in like Kmart and they were walking down and we were just like, some people just got eliminated against themselves. that's what this was to me.
So their category is tummy ache twitching, which if you think about it, sounds really disgusting because it's like they have a bubbly tummy.
Yep.
And they're about to just poop right now. Like that's...
Like standing squatty potty.
I wish one of them went, teach.
And then to have the captions of contestants chanting Ava as they give it to Mame.
It's why I had to make it my opening quote. It's so funny that everyone thought Ava won this.
Why did they think that? Because Mame clearly did so much better.
I thought they both did equally good. It's just funny that the crowd consensus... was there like, who should it be? Ava, Mame.
So she wins.
I think I heard Mame.
it's an improv where everyone's like, dildo.
And they're like, ah.
I heard real estate.
Mame wins the Tyra suite. And then this information is presented as a prize, an additional prize, in that she... gets to take one person with her. That's not a prize.
No. And then
being forced to have a roommate.
And then Mame says, can I take a boy or girl?
Just to mess with people, I feel like.
Yes.
Yeah.
She could be like, I want everyone to know that I rejected them. Not and she just said, the women.
She said, fuck you, top model. I'm picking my best friend who'll never get eliminated, India S.
What did India do to them?
Then we go back
up to the Tyra suite, and Mr. Bean in Love Actually came through and wound a little ribbon around the handles of the door.
This tacky yellow ribbon prepares us for the tacky yellow room we're about to see.
Well, I hate if you're going to do ribbon cutting, get big scissors. Big scissors, not tiny little normal scissors.
Little nail scissors.
Yeah.
Cutting away forever with the smallest pair of scissors.
Because they're Buse-mouthful.
And then we are assaulted with two Tyra fatheads that aren't on the same plane.
Oh, many Tyra cutouts on the wall.
Oh, you don't know what a fathead is? It's it's the wall decals of like sports people.
Like for your walls, like for your house?
Yeah.
You want to go look at the fatheads?
That's just the company.
Oh, it's like the brand?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Fathead.com. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, I can order Tyra.
But they also, because it's a yellow wall that they've attached it to, they didn't do the cutout correctly on one of them. And also, her hair is fully in her face.
There are lyrics from Bootyful all over the walls. This is something that, like, the top seller for Tyra Beauty would win.
Yeah.
You know how, like, you sell enough makeup, you get the pink convertible?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's that in Tyra Beauty form.
Is I'm a businessman from Bootyful?
I assume so, yes.
I'm a business, man.
Man.
I love that Mom A's tries to sell it. Like, it's my favorite color, yellow. And I'm like, well, yeah, they always have been.
The real prize is this bathroom and private balcony.
Oh, private balcony?
Also, the bathroom has a shower and a jacuzzi?
Yeah.
And a fireplace.
Excuse me?
I'm bringing that comforter in and I'm sleeping in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, real.
The bed is weirdly small, I thought.
The bed does look smaller than normal.
Also, there's a precarious thing of fake flowers on a pillar for no reason. And yes, there are four pictures of Tyra on the wall, but I'm going to argue there are two Tyra twos, which is two fat heads and two canvases. So Tyra two canvas and Tyra two fat head. There's also I See Your Beauty spelled EYE, which I don't like. There's something gross about that.
Well, as you'll find
it's
out,
it's alluding to secret cameras in the Tyra suite.
Well, but also that is the new Bankable Productions slogan. At the very end of the episode, you see the new logo, all yellow, of course, and it goes, "I see your beauty."
I hate
it. It's so creepy.
Now that's beautiful.
This is the beginning of, I hope not a trend, that Mame has adopted a very strange vibe all of a sudden. Winning a singular thing has now been that Mame is it, and Mame can't be unmamed, and don't try it.
Everybody in this cast really seems like they've come on to hate each other.
Yep.
This is a group that is ready to get high on their own supply. Yeah.
And then we get another threat.
Whoever stays in the Tyra suite each week gets a special message from Tyra.
And then we get the ultimate two list of Tyra two Tyra. Tyra two twins.
I gotta say, that's some of her best sketch work. I was like, oh, nice Tyra and mean Tyra. That's a range.
I wrote Tyra D and Tyra dumb, but
nice Tyra was also dumb Tyra, unfortunately.
Why are both twins named Tyra?
It's just another thing to fight over. They fight over everything.
But also, twin Tyra doesn't know what has been said to the contestants yet, because this seems to have happened earlier.
I feel left out of the naming the Tyra twins, so I'm going to go with Tyressica and Tyrizabeth.
I think I stand Tyressica.
See, and I always preferred Tyrizabeth, just like Amanda Michelle of yore.
Yeah. And I prefer a little more.
Although in this case, I don't need more from this.
Oh God, is this going to be a theme? Is this going to be every special
this
message?
This is new Tyra message, yeah.
If they're all twins, though, they're all going to be twins. Mind.
Yeah, because it's two. It's two. Oh, it's dosey-dose.
Dosey-dose. Oh God. Technically, that means there should be four of them.
Oh my gosh.
I guess you do have dosey-dose Tyras in the Tyra suite, Wes, to your earlier point.
Wait, that's why they had the Property Brothers.
Yes.
Because there's two.
Correct.
Yeah.
The theme is just two.
Two. And also tall and small, two.
And not too small, not too tall.
No, we made it. It is the season of the Tyra 2 list.
It is.
Everything will be a Tyra 2 list.
I can't believe, can I say this? I can't believe that the last proper season of Top Model is a Tyra 2 list. And then we have a Tyra 2 list of two final seasons.
What does it all mean?
What Illuminati
plot? What do the Mayans want us to know?
It all comes back to the Virgin Mary.
In Kabbalah, they say.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the least surprising thing that's ever happened is that we learned that Mikey has been single for a long time.
What? Oh,
you wonder why.
That catch.
And there are lots of young, good girls in the house.
No, thank
and
you.
And he stays the same age.
Ooh. Yeah.
Now, was Alexis's small bikini bra strap doing the Lord's work? Yes. Because Atlas who? Someone has to hold up these giant orbs. This bikini. Okay. As someone who watches the challenge, and JW knows this, Lex, am not a prude. However, sometimes, mostly about the challenge, but now about Alexis's bikini top, sometimes I feel like I need people to put on more clothes because we aren't aware of, like, physics.
I will say, it's not about the strap. It's about the underwire.
That's very true.
Yeah.
As a representative of this land.
Sure.
And to bolster Lex, if you haven't watched the challenge in a while, listeners, the confessional looks that these contestants decide to wear are all very...
Barely a napkin.
Nova fashion?
Yeah.
What is that fashion brand? Fashion Nova.
Fashion Nova. Very fast fashion.
Yes, very that all the time. I need to talk to Melissa about the spoon that she chose for her yogurt.
Please.
Because it's too big, and she keeps, they keep cutting away to her, like, not understanding why it's not fitting in the cup, and I'm like, it's too big, well, Melissa.
No, I actually don't think it was too big. I think Melissa's the tiniest person ever, and it's a normal size
tiny little yogurt.
I do like the idea that the optical illusion is it's a normal size spoon, but that means the yogurt's teeny tiny because it's Melissa
it's Melissa size, yeah. Mikey?
Beja says of herself and Devin that they're going to bump heads a lot.
Devin's much taller than you, though. Why? Mikey says that he's had sex with at least 50 women. But as a gay person, that doesn't sound like such the brag. That seems like if you're going to make up this number, right? Mm. Because I don't think he has. But if you're going to make up a number for how many people you've bedded, 50 isn't that big number.
From my own research and watching way too much Love Island.
He's pretty young, right? I mean, it's early
50
20s.
Is the number that straight guys say when they've actually slept with a lot more people than that.
Oh.
Interesting.
Like, I don't know what my number is, but I don't know. I just didn't. 50 sounds like what a child's. 50 sounds like a child's idea of a big number.
That's all I'm interesting. Saying
is from the Love Island research, it's what they say when they've actually slept with way more people and don't want to come off that sleazy.
Sure.
And we know you've done the research Love Island-wise.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. Sure. If someone's got to do the work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the producers are shady about someone else, and that person is Hadassah.
This meeting, this house meeting, happened after the photo shoot.
Fully.
It had to have. It had to have.
Lacey still has her photo shoot makeup on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I'm going to say it right now. She is not unreasonable. All the
things are unreasonable.
I'm going to say.
People are going to burp Lex. It is a bodily function. Does it need to be super close to Hadassah? No, but it's going to happen.
And I'm saying I agree with Hadassah, and Hadassah is never wrong.
Hadassah does hold a house meeting just to list every pet peeve she's ever had and then thinks it's wild later when Lacey says that she was like, you're prejudging me. I'm like, no, Lacey isn't. You said everything you hate and like in one sentence.
My favorite rule she has is don't stare at me from a distance.
before the house meeting even starts, the best part of it is that she has some trouble articulating these intense likes and dislikes, which leads to moments like, I just don't want people like eating stuff and putting their hands in it or out.
But I know what she means.
Yeah. But you had to work.
Not much. I get Hadassah. Hadassah is me. I am Hadassah. I know. I agree. Don't, if you're in a house.
How can you be Hadassah when you're already Zendaya?
I am a multitude. I contain many dimensions. But,
and I'm Lacey, who's laughing the entire time at this. And again, later, Hadassah's like, I can't believe you're judging me, Lacey. And she's like, you told me everything about yourself.
The best opening to a confrontation. You have an expression on your face. I would appreciate if you could explain it.
My backup quote.
I wrote that my next note is, the Oppo Fold shows off a really cool feature that allows Ramon to leave.
Ramon asked for this feature to be added to this phone.
He invested in Oppo the moment.
He said, I am not living in this house.
And the phone allows Niall and Dustin to flirt.
The best part about this, they do. Niall, I'm very excited, is a man who is comfortable touching everyone, including other men, in a way that does not seem creepy to me.
No. Very just huggy.
Niall seems like a hug slut. In the best possible way.
Yes. But Dustin Oppos. I love
you.
Are
we just calling it Oppo?
Yeah, yes. We are.
And then another male contestant off screen says, oh, forward.
Oh, my.
And I say, no, let their love thrive.
But it was such a sweet way to say that. It's like, oh, my, Dustin.
Oh goodness.
My goodness, me.
On night one. Well, I've never booched.
Niall is a draper.
And everyone wants to be on Niall.
I mean, who amongst us?
And then we get to not fun, which is Mikey's worn down his first person, potentially.
He identifies Courtney as someone who feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so chooses to prey on her.
He is a predator. In the literal and metaphorical way, he is a predator.
Literally says something like, I see Courtney all by herself, looking lost.
She's the weakest antelope in the herd.
Yes, yes.
And poor Courtney explains first that she has a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then says a very interesting sentence that scares me, which is, I'm not a flirtatious person, but I'm working on it. And I just want to be like, not with Mikey, Courtney.
Not Stefano, pretty much any other man so far of what we've seen.
I just, it's so disgusting.
It's also just so obvious what Mikey's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has zero game.
Yeah.
His game is, hey, come here. Oh, that didn't work. Hey, come here.
Actually treating people like objects.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, not to be outdone, Bryant decides to do one of the rudest things I've seen to the people sleeping on the floor.
Why are people taking night selfies?
Here's the thing. These three people, it's Hadassah, Alexa, and someone.
Yeah.
I don't know who the third person is in the sleeping bag. But they didn't get beds. So they're forced to sleep in sleeping bags on the floor.
And no couches, because mm-hmm. those have already also been claimed.
So people come in, at least 4 to 5 people come in to use the selfie station sometime very late. It's dark out. I don't know how late it is.
But Brian's the one that comes in and turns on the lights.
Yeah. If you're not going to use the beds, give up the beds.
Let the people who want to sleep, sleep.
I am shocked, though he may have started it, how many people join? We're seeing Lacey and Niall. And none of them think this is inappropriate, though.
I have a conspiracy, though.
Do-do-do-do-do.
That this is footage from earlier. Because we don't necessarily see the people on the floor. So I also think that people were taking photos in that all night while they were having drinks and getting to know each other. But we only ever see Bryant come in and turn the light. Like, we keep going back and it's still a little dark when we're seeing them. I don't know. Now, could this have all people been coming in? For sure. They see the light on. They could have been coming in. But there was, at a certain point, too many people there.
Yeah.
That I thought this might have been taken out of, like, out of order.
Like pieced together from two different time periods.
Because we're seeing Gage, mm-hmm. who loves women. Gage, Stefano, who hates women. Niall, Justin.
Justin's too smooth to do this.
Yeah, I think
it doesn't strike me as something Lacey would do either.
Yeah, I just think that, like, I don't know if this was actually happening, but we definitely know that Bryant came into a dark room, turned on the searchlight, and started taking pictures of himself.
I can't get over how bright this light is.
And because Alexa would rather be sleeping right now, Stefano says that she's a gold digger type.
How dare she? Well, then we get to the city walk, because apparently we can only ever go to the places we've not burned every bridge with.
Mm-hmm. Maybe these permits are just still good.
Oh.
Ooh.
And you are going to censor, spelled S-E-N-S-O-R. I didn't catch that.
That's amazing.
A little, like, altar boy swinging the censor in front of your fierce body parts.
I read it more like a dowsing rod.
It's like, there are censors embedded in these fierce body parts, and they'll know if you're approaching.
But with your own hashtags. And did anyone else think that they were going to have to come up with their hashtags?
100%. I thought it was the same thing, of course.
Yeah.
No, they're just going to get their name ANTM.
Better. Which is so funny, because I'll say this, that's such a common thing now.
Yes.
To do. This is a weird thing that you're like on the, it's more appropriate for like a live finale or live audition show, but whatever.
Yeah.
This is like a rare time that I think Top Model a little ahead of the game in what people were going to be doing, because they act like hashtags were invented a week ago.
Yeah.
Well, because Kelly has to explain to us what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtags are super important because they're the connectors of all things in social media.
I mean, she's not wrong with that definition, truly.
But then she tells them that they're also going to be shooting the promo ad for the season.
She says also.
And whatever image they create, it is going viral because it's an ad campaign. It's not going viral.
She also literally just says, it's the posters. And also, one thing we've learned, the poster, the space cycle, I think it's cycle 9.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That one is the one that Top Model thinks was the best.
They sure do.
Always use that as the example.
Mm-hmm.
But they make it also seem like they're going to be taking two pictures when they're just taking the one for both.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you couldn't do the final one because not all of these people are making it in.
Exactly. Then we get a sneak peek of future post-makeover Courtney without any head wrap on, because she's fully
Surprise!
A brunette.
Surprise, all that brass fell right out.
And she says something.
Yeah.
Everything that she and Mikey have done has been innocent.
Oh, no. I'm so worried for her.
Yeah.
To balance that out and cleanse your palate a little bit, Justin, of wearing a thong, says, having a thong is uncomfortable, and I don't know how you girls do it.
Yes, but they're not thongs, right? They're like dance belts? Because then they put panties over top of them?
But it's a nice thought.
Yeah, sure.
But no, Lex, I was with you, because I was like, we didn't see a lot of thong. And the women just get to wear it clothes.
Clothes and panty.
Or the opposite.
Or like, the opposite.
Skirt. Boobs. Skirt boobs? What am I trying
skirt
to say?
Boobs.
Like a band around. A
banjo.
Yeah. Bando, that's it.
Yeah, but I think they're actually given dance belts so they don't bulge.
I don't know what a dance belt is.
It's like a thong, but it's also a compressor. Dancers wear it to create a smooth line so you don't see like dickhead and balls.
Underneath tights,
but it also constricts a lot.
Ooh.
They're really uncomfortable.
Sounds like.
Mikey is here with another incredible insight to let us know that Beja and Devin don't like each other.
We're also going to find that Mikey and Devin have BFF'd.
Oh boy.
Which, I didn't see that coming, though. That was an actual twisteroo for old JW Krupp.
And guess what, y'all? The makeup is no longer by Tyra in a twist, because we now see Patrick Toomey, photo shoot key makeup artist, Mm-hmm. And now mainly a Bravo celebrity makeup artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had my eyes healed for Tyra Beauty products on those desks, and I couldn't see a one.
Mm-mm. And Eric Asla is the photographer, and Massimo.
Who that was confusing. Taking which pictures? Were they both taking pictures of the same people at the same time?
I think it might have actually... I'll be interested to see... Have either of you seen the collage that becomes the, yes. the fade-out collage
I
you
have? Not.
Oh, not the fade-out collage. I've seen the poster.
Okay. Okay, so my theory is maybe... Because I just can't see a world. I could absolutely be wrong.
Oh, where they put these things up?
Where they have the signs in the collage, it would just take up so much space. So maybe one of them was quickly doing a picture of them without hashtag for the collage. Maybe,
that would make sense.
Maybe.
And then here's my Eric Asla fact. We'll come up with something.
Yeah, I like it.
Aslacked. Eric Asla defines himself as a father, perpetual dreamer, and visual artist. And that's your that's your weekly Aslacked.
Alexa is done.
Yeah.
Mikey says she's scared to interact. And I say, no, she just hates everything about this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's not scared nor shy. She just does not like being roommates and around this many people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, once again, Kelly Catrone is... kind
truly might be her best look of any cycle.
Yes. The if you get to the end of the parking lot and you change your mind, I'll personally come get you,
while giving her what seems like a very sincere warm hug.
Yes.
Even Yusai seems nice.
Here's the thing, we have seen Yusai is pretty good at these pep talk speeches.
Yes.
I think something switches in him when he sees someone crying.
Maybe.
Truly.
And then fucking Stefano. Real rich to say, oh, I don't know what's wrong with her.
I wonder why that person I was mean to is crying.
I guess I just have good instinct and I can spot them out.
And she leaves.
And she leaves.
Everyone seems, especially Kelly, seems very sad about this.
Yeah.
Do you want an update? Because there's some wild stuff. Do you want a little pause and get some Alexa?
Yes.
Because we don't have updates for anyone else. Alexa Sandberg is currently seemingly with Auto Models, O-T-T-O. So, Opa Auto, you see the theme. She hasn't tweeted in a long time, but her last tweet was just, Trump, MAGA, proud deplorable. She...
No.
Get ready for some twisteroos, though. She starred in two things on IMDb. One is called Pearl, a fashion film, and she plays Pearl. And the description of the film, the description is, a young girl sees the beauty of life through the eyes of her grandmother.
What?
I don't know.
Does she John Malkovich into her grandmother's body?
And the poster is just a big pearl, like a real pearl. And then she was in another film.
Critics say, it's good. It's round.
They said, it's a film.
And then the other film, Man Opals.
No.
P-A-W-S?
Like menopause, but for...
Oh, okay.
Manopause.
I was thinking of a man made of paws.
But hold up. You could have just been menopause and just separated men out.
Yeah.
Sure could have.
Yeah, really
could. Sure could have. And then currently, she's a JD candidate at the University of San Diego School of Law and will graduate theoretically in 2025.
Maybe not for the best.
She's a lawyer.
Not for the best,
yeah, not
perhaps.
For the best. Yeah.
Weren't those all not anything you necessarily expect?
So glad I defended her. Honestly, I don't regret anything.
Sure.
No. I mean, look, we can never predict people on the show versus not on the show. And on the show, she came across pretty great, had decent pictures, and was treated poorly by other people.
Yeah.
I don't blame her for leaving, frankly.
No, this wasn't for her.
Yeah,
no, definitely not.
And then we get the lore drop that apparently Brian's a working underwear model who is working underwear.
That's why he's always got baby oil.
I did love him being like, I'm just always putting it on.
You never know. At the moment's notice.
Random acts of modeling. Right, guys?
I find it slightly offensive that no one could figure out how to do an accent on the E for Mame's hashtag name. So she's just Mame.
That is offensive. You're correct.
And they've been pretty good about it in every other place.
But like,
even when we had huge chrome letters.
Yeah, but like, why couldn't we put that in the hashtag?
Yeah, just option EE. That's how you type it.
It's really easy.
Apparently none of these working models has ever worked before. Because Yusai is done after about three people.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I did appreciate, even though Bryant has kind of sucked as a person so far, that he says that he learned more from Yusai during that shoot than he has in 5 years of underwear modeling. I thought that was very classy.
Yeah.
Yes. But I also think that's because I think that Bryant has worked with a lot of, I'll say, model mayhem photographers who have a tendency to be predatory, especially around muscular men in underwear.
I'm just saying, when his doesn't go well, it could have been very easy for him to like throw a hissy and be like, I'm the one who's working. Because that's been the vibe so far, is I'm so much better than everybody else. I'm going to control this competition, blah, blah, blah. But then when he leaves set, he's like, well, I learned a lot at least, even though I didn't do well.
It was just nice for him to be on a professional set.
Yeah. For sure. I'm glad that he appreciated it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I don't think he's as bad. I think he's just a young guy who was told he was hot a lot.
Yeah.
And, but at the end of the day, like, this is a person that I just assume is going to, like, not say, maybe it's just because I'm comparing him to the Stefanos and the Mikeys of the cycle.
Oh, well, then he's a saint if you
can. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. So, top model makes the bar for the contestants lower so much that I forget what's an acceptable person.
But that doesn't matter, because now we get to talk about Devin's shoot. And I hope I hope Devin washes his own hands the amount of times he shoves them down his, like, throat in these photos. Why?
In the pants, in the mouth, on the eyebrow, like...
It's so...
If he went up the nose, I wouldn't be surprised.
It's just all so exhausting.
And then, after the shoot, he gets upset.
Ooh.
Says something about... This is not how you speak to a next model.
Elite.
He says, I'm from fucking elite model management.
And they said, that's not the prizes here.
I'm sorry, are you with next? Don't think so.
And then get so upset that their eyes stop working?
He says this. I don't know what he's actually going through, but the way he says it is like he has never experienced crying before.
Yeah.
Like... I start getting worked up, my eyes start acting up, and then I can't see. And I'm like, are you just describing crying? The act of crying?
Sounds like it, for real.
Yeah.
A couple of quick things before we get to what Beja says about this. Is that quick notes from your bud JW. Niall has one heck of a tank top line. And these two tan more evenly.
They better not get rid of his body hair.
Oh,
if I'm going to be so mad if so they get rid angry. Of his body hair.
Delaney is dressed in a red dress like she's the special guest instead of a contestant.
Yep.
And Kelly admits, in another good Kelly moment, I've cast bad models. Sometimes see their book, you see them in person, and then they just can't do it on set. And that's something that I've done.
Mm-hmm. It was so, weird.
And then at some point, you sigh during Devin's disastrous shoot says, you look like a lizard who has lost its tail and is looking for it.
They don't need to look for it. They'll grow a new
one. They'll grow back.
A couple more moments. I know that the other contestants are setting up Hadassah to be super high maintenance, annoying, terrible. I like that she both concedes that Lacey is a good model.
Yeah.
And immediately asks Eric for an evaluation. Yeah. And seems to take his critique on board in a very non-ego-y way.
Yep.
The one thing I'll say about Hadassah, who I enjoy as a character on the show, because she's the right kind of drama for me.
Exactly. Yes.
She is very aware.
Mm-hmm.
She just also doesn't care sometimes.
Yes. Does, as she said, she was never Miss Congeniality.
No, but she's not delusional.
No. Yeah.
Which
I think in this cast is going to be notable.
I thought you were about to say that's what makes her beautiful.
The other thing I want to note that I really, really liked, Yusuf falls in love with Niall during this photo shoot. Immediately and hard. And the thing that I really liked about this was that when he was talking about Niall afterward, he signed his name when he said his name.
He also signs it correctly as opposed to Tyra.
Yeah, yeah. I really liked that.
I agree. I do like it. I think part of it is because Niall, he can't just yell at Niall.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, instructions have to be given through Ramon a lot of the time. And then Niall takes the instruction.
But I thought Niall was actually doing a lot of lip reading also.
He is doing it.
It does force Yusai to, like, slow down
and not
and
just
say words.
And just not, like, scream from behind the camera. What I'm saying is it's causing Yusai to be more cognizant of that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like...
And like we said last episode, Niall is really good at quickly taking notes and adjusting.
Yes. I'm just saying it's interesting, too, because it's like Yusai's coming to a slow realization that perhaps his own communication style is not that effective. And so he's going, I like Niall, but also, oh, it's effective when I just speak to a person and give them direction.
Who knew that cycle 22 was going to be the cycle of judge growth?
Wild.
He also says that he's undecided on Beja.
And then Beja, about Devin, once Devin's eyes stop working, she says that Devin's going to get a little hello from her tonight, as if she's going to stab him.
It's the whole sentence that does it for me, because she says very mean things about how Devin is faking, and the full sentence is, it may seem like I'm trash-talking, but I promise you Devin will get a little hello from me tonight. What is that butt doing in there?
But just a little hello. There are so many ways you can take it, and I didn't expect what happens. That was not in my list of things the little hello could be. Because I also imagined a, like, knock knock on their, like, forehead. Like,
hello. Well, in this incident was something that affected Beja, not at all. She was not a part of it.
Nope.
It didn't encroach on her shoot. But she says, I didn't like that, so I had to tell him something. Did you?
No, you didn't.
Did you have to?
Oh, did you have halfties? I don't think you had halfties.
So back at the house, this gets very uncomfortable.
Absolutely. And it's also so public.
It's
and a repeat of the Romeo situation from last cycle?
That's what it feels like.
I think Beja is trying to get Devin to slap her to get eliminated.
Yes. 100%. I got those vibes.
She watched last cycle.
Somehow.
Mm-hmm. And she said, well?
It could have worked. Romeo just picked the wrong person. What a dumb idiot. They should have picked a weaker person.
Well, and then Ashley, who we haven't seen at all this episode, is the only adult in the room and physically drags Beja away when there's like three dudes just sitting there chilling, watching the whole thing happen. Like, ooh.
Also, question, where are they chilling? This room has nothing in it.
Are they sitting on the air hockey table?
No, it looked like they were sitting on the banister. Stairway. Yeah, it's like a banister. This like empty hallway.
This house has no seating.
It has the one couch that's attached to a runway.
We're going to watch in the future, we should all watch an episode of Property Brothers, and we learn they just don't put seating anywhere. We're like, oh.
That's how you retain your contractor's figure. Never sit down.
But yeah, the worst part about this was just Beja being like, come everyone, come watch what's about to happen.
Yeah.
It really feels like she is offended that Devin is as attention-seeking as she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, here's the thing, Beja. I don't think you have to worry about Devin winning.
Well, I don't think that's the worry.
I'm just saying this problem's going to solve itself eventually.
I think Beja's worried that she and Devin are either or. And that they will only take one.
Mm-hmm.
One loud, queeny person now.
Yes.
One
with a distinct face.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, if I can get Devin to slap me, then I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But also, babe, you saw how he did on the photo shoot.
That's my thing. It's that, like, Look, I think ultimately he does make it in, Devin, I mean, but like, I would be like, this doesn't have to be your problem. This is not competition.
Devin's going to Devin himself.
Right out of the competition. Yeah. So Tyra just saw Star Trek, right? And that's where she's getting inspiration for this padded top.
These gold shoulder pads.
Yes, so and high.
I like the gold eyeshadow. I don't think it goes with the pink lips, but I like the gold.
The thing is, if she were just getting filmed from waist up the whole time, I think the framing of the face with the shoulders and the new haircut makes sense. Because I do think everything is in service of the haircut right now.
Yes, but the reveal that it wasn't pants and that it was a short dress.
Yeah. I was surprised by that reveal.
I literally wrote pantsuit.
I like the gold, and I think a gold's an interesting interpretation of like the branding she's doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of why she also has a little bit of highlight in this haircut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A little bit more blonde, which we haven't seen from her in a while.
I think we should go through the pictures.
Yes.
And then we can also talk about kind of judging at the same time.
Sure.
Great.
Just go alphabetically. How about that?
Yeah. Okay. Want to start with Ashley?
Ashley.
Her bus photo was better.
Her bus photo was way. I think her hair isn't serviced. I don't know why they were so offended by like long hair in this shoot.
I don't either.
Everyone's was like packed away.
Maybe it's because they are going to use these for posters and stuff, and this is
they got to squish them all together.
Yeah,
maybe. Mm-hmm.
She looks like she's holding a lot of tension in her lips.
Yeah,
like kind of sucking them in almost like a purse.
Still so beautiful though.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. We know she can do better, but she's still so stunning.
Avis is not it. This, I don't know. There's something. Her
I
legs
like her
are
face.
Great.
I like
think
her
the pose is a little ring girl.
Yeah.
Sure. And all of them are falling into this trap with a sign that they're holding.
Yeah.
But I do like seeing all of that hair off of her face.
Agreed.
I like that her hashtag reads Avantium.
I've been taking Avantium for like 2 months and I feel way better.
Oh, good.
Beja, this face was, this is an LOL what face.
The one
this
positive.
Is the one where Miss J says, I love a bitch in invisible heels.
I like the delicate nature of
holding
the sign.
Yes. I agree.
That's good.
The hands are very pretty.
Basically,
her hands are super
neck
pretty.
Down is fine.
Neck down is mm-hmm. good. The face, though, is just boo. Courtney, there's something kind of dangerous about this photo.
It looks a little action star, almost.
I don't like that she defaults to vampire face.
I agree.
I wonder if a makeover will help this.
But it's that slightly, like, you tilt the head down and you look up.
Up through your eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. She's got to stop doing that.
I just enjoy the holding the sign differently than everyone
else. I agree. And she's still so photogenic.
Really? Delaney.
I know that. I think this is going to be a hot take. I'm kind of here for this. Just because
I'm
the pose.
I'm here for it, too.
The pose is like, hey.
This is stupid.
But also, because of the way you can't see the heels, it looks like she's going like, oh. Yeah, there's something weird about the feet.
Like, man, that is one unflattering pair of boy shorts that they made her wear.
Da-doof-da.
Why are they bejazzled?
I don't know.
But not.
With like searchlights.
Yeah. It's like looking for the crotch.
Where is it?
Devin.
Here's the thing. His personality was distracting me from the fact that this guy is in great shape.
Yeah.
Has a great body, great proportions.
Yeah.
Just always the finger in the mouth.
Is the finger in the mouth.
Also on invisible heels, though.
I just remembered that thing from Happy Endings where Jane can't flirt and it always ends up with her putting all of her fingers in her mouth.
Yes. But I will say it's different than the other shot enough that you could see. If I saw just the pictures of Devin, I think I'd be like, gotta have him in here.
I agree.
I do like the hair pulled back. I think he would look cool with a mohawk.
Mohawk.
Ooh, interesting.
Dustin looks more naked than other people.
Yes.
Why is Dustin the most naked? And surprise, quad tattoo.
Yeah. He also looks a little bit like his torso hasn't been set quite right on his legs.
It also looks like they've put a fake beard on it.
Yeah.
It does look a little beard weavy.
He's a child that he's like, I gotta put this fake beard on so they don't catch me.
This is not nearly as good as Dustin's other photo.
And we've only seen him being happy, so this face looks very like, I'm a mean man.
I'm a model.
I'm a mean model.
Dustin mad.
But nothing can prepare you for Hadassah's.
I'm sorry. As podcasters, I think we're all here for Hadassah.
Yes.
How does she make it on this show? Because I remember her making it.
The face is saying, ooh. Eh?
But not enough. She's like, she wants to know what's going on over there, but not that much.
The face is, I just moved my neck, and it's not supposed to hurt like that.
Also, why did she get a bra and shoes that don't match it?
Don't match.
Oh, no.
Justin's like, his whole vibe, hey.
Hey.
Hey girl. He was hey girl before hey girl.
Yeah.
He has more tattoos than I realized.
That's because it's all in one. It's very concentrated. Yeah.
And his chin to jaw ratio is so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Lacey looks like Gianna in this photo.
I'm telling you,
makeup is not this girl's friend.
Well, they also decided that she just got out of the dunk tank.
The one time someone gets long hair, it's this. Also, she's going like, here's my shine. My boom is really long.
It's like, all pointed, and it's so directional that it's like, let's go this way.
It's also like her boob. She's like having to actively hide her boob in a way that other people aren't. So she's like, it's just really long out here. Mame is stunning.
I think this angle on her torso makes her look more thin.
I don't like the torso.
Than is the most comfortable because her arms don't look distorted. So
or her
it
legs.
Feels like they. It feels like her torso got Photoshop-y thinner.
It looks weird. Something weird happened with the sign placement because it doesn't look like her back and butt would meet her leg if you took the sign away.
It looks like two pictures got shoved together and then didn't get Photoshopped correctly.
I mean, you could very easily just move any of these contestants' legs over anywhere you wanted, I guess.
Mikey's looks so terrible.
And after, we didn't really talk about it, but he hemmed and hawed about his hair being up. And then
he couldn't do it in a bun.
And then he puts it down and it looks fine, but this picture is nothing.
And y'all, I'm worried that Niall's a bad model.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I don't think
this is that bad.
It looks caught between two photos to me.
It looks like to me like he's running away from something he's scared of. Because he's got this one leg up like he's in motion. And the way his calf is outlined is so odd.
Yeah, I think it's a good face. I like the face.
Of course you like that. You're gonna always like his face. I like his face too, but not. I just think he's not.
I think he looks present. I don't think it's vacant or anything like that.
I think it's too present.
Body's a little weird.
There's like too much of a story is going on behind Niall's eyes for what this nothing photo. He's in front of a void, and so like listeners, maybe take this photo. And what is Niall running away from in this photo?
The fashion witch.
Oh, there we go. How does Stefano get on the show?
Yeah, this is one of the worst ones.
You know how some people raise one eyebrow? Is he lowering one eyebrow?
Oh, yeah, interesting.
That's what happens when he only raises one foot.
But again, he has another face that's boom,
boom.
I mean,
one hand.
How is he holding the sign?
The other side. Is it just his pinky?
With his little spider fingers. Click, click, click. I mean, I will say this. He's got one of the most banging bods.
Sure.
True.
You
and I actually do like his ears.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yusai said Delaney, quote, models heavy.
But that means that she doesn't move her feet, is what he was saying, that she plants and doesn't move her feet.
It wasn't that she
was not talking about
puberty.
Her body looked.
He immediately added context because I think he heard it in real time.
Mm-hmm. And Kelly, even though she might be kind, Kelly, is still going to Catrone Kelly because she wants to fuck Mikey.
Because he's so rock and roll, just like me.
hey, don't come for the rock and roll people.
Her saying to Miss J, stop projecting against rock and roll people.
Did she mean being prejudiced against rock and roll?
I think so.
Hey, don't be a projector.
Or don't project your stuff onto rock and roll people. I don't know.
Not rock and roll people. They've suffered too much.
I don't remember who she's talking about, but Tyra says pure and untouched in a way that
she
I am
says
like.
Of Lacey that yeah. Lacey reminds her of herself when
oh,
she
right.
was pure yeah. and untouched.
Gross.
We do see a newer, in the sense that it's not shown that much, Tyra mm-hmm. black and white photo, which I thought was interesting because it's a lovely photo. But we almost always get that long braid photo.
Oh, yeah. Always a long braid photo.
They take the time to mock Dallas's legs.
Yep. Because he's so widely set. Also, I didn't like this episode's Kelly story because Hadassah has not said hide nor hair of where her family comes from Mm-mm. or anything.
Mm-mm. Not to us.
And that yet Kelly decides to call her an Ethiopian princess.
It's true. I'm conflicted because that story sucks. But it's also so nice to see her being positive about women.
But I don't think that was positive.
I think to Kelly that was.
It was. And she really? Was positive about Mame.
I do. It read as positive to me, even though I agree that Kelly storied it.
No, she thought she was complimenting.
Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of things that sound like a compliment, but don't hold up to scrutiny, about Courtney, they say, the picture loves the grill, and the grill loves the picture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Spoiler, we're not going to fix these teeth. No. those days are gone.
Tyra says of... Is it Tyra or Kelly? Says of Devin that he can have a wonderful portfolio of high fashion stuff that doesn't pay anything.
Tyra.
It's Tyra.
It was kind of amazing, though. It was...
Yeah.
It was after Tyra's You Look Like You Don't Pay Any Bills. She was like, yeah, Devin could just take so many high fashion photos. Not going to get booked. So let's put him on this show.
Also, I know that we're being careful about how we speak about Dustin, which is good. Because I don't think Tyra's going to be careful.
She wants to jump that wrestling man's bones.
Yeah.
The other person that they want to jump, both Kelly and Tyra, is... Stefano in the way that they wanted to fuck Marvin. There's like a very similar thing where they've both decided that like this is the one we can both lust after.
We can bond.
His red lips.
Ooh.
When and what does Jay say that causes Kelly to go?
Jay yes. says that he wants to let Beja in. Because she's going to look at him and turn him to stone like Medusa.
Yes.
Oh, that's not... I want to talk about that for sure. But before that, at some point, Kelly says to Miss J, don't be gender like that. He said that someone was posing like a girl.
Yeah, he says that Stefano poses
like a girl.
And I kind of love Kelly, even though the sentence is grammatically
don't be gender like that.
the biggest eye roll from Jay, which I appreciated because after all these cycles, come on.
And then Kelly drops a secret that I wouldn't have expected, and that is that she likes turquoise jewelry.
Well, and that perhaps she and Tyra stone together on the weekends. Because in the scenario where Beja has turned Jay Alexander to stone, Kelly does a yes and... Hopefully turquoise stone, and then I'll make a necklace out of you, and so will Tyra.
This is maybe my favorite Kelly story of all time.
There's normal stone and there's turquoise stone. And I'm
a monster who looks at you and you turn to turquoise.
And they're from New Mexico. And, and it's a 50-50 shot, but Kelly's got the odds.
And while we only talked about the people who, spoiler, ultimately make it into the house, because that's what's like readily available picture-wise, they show Dallas, Bryant, a bunch of other people, and Melissa. Still not poor Gage.
Nope. Gage. Justice
Where's
for Gage.
There is Gage.
That was not flat enough for the way that song normally goes.
Sorry.
And then I realized what time it was in the episode, and I was like, wait a second.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We all had the same realization that we were going to be subjected to a third audition episode.
Oh my gosh.
So we arrive at a shopping center with 2 minutes left on the clock.
Is that a shopping center?
Shipping center.
Okay. I was going to say, all I saw were containers.
But they were at the Port of Los Angeles. I correctly guessed as I was watching. I was like, this is probably San Pedro. It is. And Alexis Borgia is just there. Borgia's.
My favorite part about this is that at one point, Jay Alexander puts their hand on Alexis Borgia's back, and it is fully half of the back. Yep. Mm-hmm. Their size differential is so delightful.
But mm-hmm. also, where the fuck is Tyra for these cuts?
I have no idea, because as we'll find out, we're about to get our final cuts, and it's going to be a fun runway prank.
Who will stay? Who will drop?
Well, Jay says, you may be lowered. Some may say you'll be lowered. I say you will be dropped.
That was Alexis, which was so weird.
I'm intentionally trying to warn you.
Yeah, and that's it. And then we see a quick little preview of next week with...
screaming.
Just screaming. And it looks like what's going to happen is they're going to walk off the runway off no the matter runway. What. And then they're either going to just stay suspended
or get
dropped.
Lowered. I wish they did like one of those fakey drops where it just like lets you go for like an inch.
Yes. Please.
Where they go... and then they just get slowly lowered as they're screaming.
And this
so they think the bouncy. They don't get to stay, but then, oh, do what?
And then we see this new in logo that we see your beauty.
I see your beauty.
So weird. Well, and another rip roaring episode of
Pop Lidum.
Pop Model. Where are they now? I don't know. Alexa's getting a law degree.
So many people still.
Y'all.
And so many who've never gotten to speak on camera.
That's the wild thing, right? Is that there's 22 of them and we only know the cast and
I would be so disappointed if I made it all the way to this top 22 and then when the edit of the episode came out, I was this erased.
You mean you'd be upset if you were in 3 episodes of Top Model and weren't in a episode of Top Model?
Never spoke. Ugh.
It's so weird.
Yeah, if there should be some kind of deal where if you make it past the first cut, you get to say at least 3 sentences on camera.
Yeah.
Well, of the people, hold on, let's look. Let's think. This could be our outro. Of the people that we know, we're pretty sure don't get it.
Yes.
Gage has said a thing.
Barely.
Supported Ashley.
Uh-huh.
And mimed.
In mind. India. She was Mame's friend.
Said nothing. No words.
She said,
spoken.
I think hooray when she got picked.
Miguel has so had generous. One talking head.
Miguel has
one.
Yeah.
Dallas had one talking head.
Yeah.
Bryant has had plenty.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Larissa? She's there.
Larissa is there.
I literally don't know which one Larissa is.
She walked with someone.
I believe you. Wait, there was another one that had Ashley. Ashley's done stuff. Does Ashley make it in?
Ashley makes it
in. Ashley does make it in.
Oh, right.
Melissa.
Yeah.
She got to be the end of the ruler.
Melissa has had lots of storyline.
Honestly, she's had a decent amount of screen time.
She has.
Melissa's going to be, I think, our devastating cut.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, and Bryant.
I think it's interesting that this is the sequel of shorts. And I think Bryant's shortest guy.
Shortest
and
guy.
Melissa's is shortest girl.
Yes.
And I think it's
you
funny.
You can be too small. You
neither
can.
Neither of them are going to get in.
You can be too small. You can be too small.
Tyra should have actually eliminated them by being like, you must be this tall to
all the ride.
I really want some James Blunt on the soundtrack.
You're too small. You're beautiful.
It's true.
But if you're beautiful,
or beautiful, you can leave review. We don't discriminate against height. We'll never have protesters at our fashion show discriminating against height. I think that's what happened last episode.
Stop the tooch.
Because we're taking
down Fear Street.
Because we accept all hot takes and iced tea. And you can go to our website, podlidum.com, where you can see that that's true, or you can send us an email where that'll probably get a true response about our feelings on height.
Yes.
You can find me being true and not height phobic anywhere at Yet Charming.
I think we all know that I'm View Smallful over on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And Short King's Welcome at TikTok. It's Jane McCrupp. Okay. I literally almost said Jamie Krupp TikTok. Jamie Krupp Talk, baby. Join the rush.
And be sure to use the hashtag Podleadem and join the rush whenever you tweet about us. And we'll definitely remember what that's in reference to.
Yeah. This is the new thing.
That's our new brand.
The host who joins the rush.
It's season.
Oh, it is season. Yes, season. Please, you know what? Hashtag season. It's season. I want to get that trending. Can we get that in the lexicon?
Oh, very well done.
So for season, I've been Lex Lucille Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm J.W. Krupp.
And we'll see you on top.
Podleadem is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.